Yo.
What's happening?
Got some players.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. It's Jared.
It's Arthur.
It's Karina.
It's Kyle.
And we're Thoughts and Players.
Bitches.
That was my voice. All right. So that intro is kind of shitty, but yeah, we're here. We're good. We're back.
Dude, you sound like you smoke like 12 packs a day.
I know. It sounds terrible.
That was even worse.
I know. I feel like I sound like the lady from Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski.
Always watching. Always watching. Where's your paperwork?
That has been one of the ugliest like Disney characters. She was a not the prettiest lady. But yeah, I lost my voice this weekend.
Why? What happened?
I went hard in the fucking paint. Yo, Dallas is lit. I'm gonna tell you right now. Hey, if you live in Dallas, Texas, I'm jealous. Yo, I had a great time. That city, it's fun. Fucking expensive, but man, fun. It was
What were you doing over there?
I partied like a rock star.
Like, what was the occasion?
Oh no. Friend's birthday, and then also UT OU were playing. So it'll be kind of cool to just like watch the games up there. But I went to a lot of different cool spots. Okay. UT won 50-0, right?
49.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Hook 'em horns, baby.
That was sucky.
Yeah, sorry, Kyle.
Very sucky.
What happened there? Like, why did
Bro, our QB came back finally, and he's one of the best in the nation. He's fucking cold.
So Texas played that good, or OU played that bad?
Well,
a little bit both, honestly.
We went with, oh, your QB's back? Well, our QB is not going to play. So we went with our backup, and he's butt.
Yeah, he's cheeks, dog. But our QB finally came back, and Quinn, bro, he's a shit, man. He's a good quarterback. He's just so confident. I don't know, man. Like, I think coming out of high school, he was like top.
He was the number one recruit.
Five star. Yeah, he was one of the like top in the nation. Yeah.
Okay.
So out in Dallas, but yeah, Dallas is cool. A lot of cool spots. One of my first.
You went to Happiest Hour.
What's up?
Happiest Hour.
Did I go there?
Yeah.
Nah. Was that?
That's a good spot.
For real?
Yeah. Except it smells.
Isn't that where we went? That one time. Remember when we all went up to Dallas?
That's Kung Fu. Right.
You guys drank that big drink.
Oh no, that was Concrete Cowboy.
Oh
yeah, we drank like a big ass
72 ounce Moscow Mule, jalapeno. So it burnt.
It had a spice. It had like
it was
a spice
jalapeno too.
Man, it was good though. But we made it work.
Yeah, I was also in Dallas, but for my for Emerald's birthday, Emerald picked up her dress. My mom's birthday and Kathy's birthday. Their birthday is the same day, so it's kind of, and also OU Texas weekend, so it was kind of.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was all also in Dallas. I was.
I was gonna say.
I was like, no way.
I was like, tell us?
You sneaky. You imagine
that. Damn.
Let's explain our word game. Did anyone say their word yet?
No.
Okay. Karina, you want to do the honors?
Yes, I'll explain it. Shout out to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Nah, this is an
where
original
I got
idea.
Yeah.
It's an original word idea because we're innovative over here.
We all picked a word and we have to incorporate it some way throughout the podcast. We are allowed to call each other out and
incorporate.
That's what I was about to say.
No.
That would be so
wait, do
sly.
I only get one chance to call out?
No. You can call out throughout the whole time.
Limited call outs.
I would have been sad.
And then at the end, we'll whoever doesn't get called out will say their word.
And they won, basically.
Pretty much.
And
so,
it's
yeah.
more moral victory, I guess.
Yeah, we don't really have a reward, but it'll be funny.
I think next time, if we ever do this again, if it pans out, we should do more of like a, if you get caught, is like some kind of like, you know,
we gotta do something
like a punishment. The smelling salts.
If you lose, we'll do it right now.
Hell
if you get caught, you have next podcast, you're smelling the salts.
Oh shit.
And we're gonna record it. Yeah, that's gonna be dope.
Yeah.
No,
first thing next podcast, right off the rip.
That's how we
welcome
start.
Welcome to Thoughts and Players. Here's Jared smelling.
I like
salt.
That. I like that.
Okay, right, so we start now.
Okay. All right. Let's start now.
All right. That's your word.
No.
I'm just going to imagine.
I'm going to be extremely paranoid the entire
know,
time.
Right?
So if I start talking slow, bear with me.
Straight up.
Also, we had to choose a word that's not like extremely common. So it's not just going to be like something basic as hell. So all our words are at least like, you know,
They're random.
Somewhat interesting.
And more on the intellectual side.
A little bit, yeah.
I just laugh a lot, so I just feel like I'm going to laugh after I say my word because it's going to be something out of my vocabulary.
Like, Jared will be the most obvious.
You're for sure going to know when it's my word because, like, it's going to be a word that I don't
quantum,
say.
Quantum physics.
I have the vocab of a, yo. Have a vocab of a fucking 12-year-old. Like, I mean, I don't say that many big words, so just be on the lookout. But, man, it's been a while. Been a couple weeks. We were actually on Gilbert's podcast. Shout out to the Gin podcast, man. We were on there a few weeks ago. That was actually a dope experience. He asked us to come on and talk and stuff. So we did that. And then...
Is it out yet?
I think it comes out in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I think he said 3 weeks and this was like 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll link to it when it's out.
Yeah, for sure. So that was cool. Good little setup doing that. And then we had some birthdays. Shout out to Arthur and Karina.
Yo. Oh, yeah. We haven't recorded since then.
A few weeks.
Really?
Birthdays?
Yeah. Damn.
Dude, October's like just a crazy month for birthdays, though. Like, you got your mom, your future mother-in-law, your girlfriend, all in a matter of like two
My
days.
Girlfriend.
Oh, your girlfriend. Your fiance.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Fiance. Your girlfriend. Your fiance.
We have father-in-law, Javier, is his. At the end of the 30th of October?
Like,
yeah, I'm positive about that.
It's a good month for y'all's family.
Even in my family, like, my birthday starts the train of birthdays. It's like, and you know what it is? I realized my birthday is 9 months after New Year's.
Yeah.
So my parents were just hanky-panky.
My birthday is in July, 9 months after my mom's birthday. Happy birthday.
She had a good birthday.
I was born in December. What is that? What did my parents do?
Valentine's Day?
Oh,
perhaps, maybe.
Could have been. Damn.
No, but you said you were born early, huh?
Oh, so actually I was supposed to be born in February. So what's 9 months before February? Yeah, I'm 2 months
early.
Yeah.
So
I
wasn't cooked all the way in the oven, but
oh my lord.
You were like this big.
Yeah, I was like 2 pounds. I don't even have baby pictures of me. Like they said they couldn't even take pictures of me because my skin wasn't even developed. I was one of them babies.
This man was translucent.
Yeah, I was gonna say fluorescent.
Bro, I was only in. I was in the oven for like 7 months, man. Damn, that's early. Explains a lot, but
yeah, we've had this. I wasn't gonna say it.
It's my goal.
All right, let's start off. I got some controversial questions. Is it controversial? Controversial. That's not my word.
Spicy question.
I got some controversial questions. All right.
Over here being
They're like simple though. We just gotta answer what you do. All right. Okay. Let's start off simple. Let's go morning shower or night shower?
Night.
I struggle with this, low key. I do both.
If I'm trying to really wake
both.
Up,
yeah.
Like if I'm waking up doing the morning, like it wakes you up. I mean, it's just getting up out of bed and actually going to the shower. But after that, I'm wide awake, honestly. If I really need to be up, morning shower, but yeah, night showers.
Yeah. I hate going to bed dirty, but sometimes I get lazy. You know what I'm saying?
I at least wash my face.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bare minimum. But
it just feels good getting in your sheets.
That's what I think too.
Your like skin.
But then
just, like,
also
melts.
When I wake up, if I'm gonna have something to do, I also for some reason like feel like I need to shower. I don't know what it is.
If you think about it, we shower. I think a lot of people shower once a day. I know actually a person who showers twice a day. Are we supposed to shower twice a day? Because you think about it. Say you shower in the morning, right? But then you get dirty throughout the day or whatever.
Yeah. It's like...
So you're pretty... Is it like... Are we supposed to shower actually twice a day?
You should shower when you're dirty, first of all.
No, but I'm saying like you're not necessarily dirty, but you just feel like...
Sticky?
Throughout the day. Yeah, you're doing shit or whatever. So it's like if you shower in the morning...
I think it's fine to rinse off.
Are you supposed to shower at night?
That's a great question.
It depends on what you do.
I'm more
depends
of like,
what you do.
I'm a big man. I'm naturally
a big man. Over here.
Okay.
I'm naturally giving off body warmth all the time. I'm like still. I shouldn't even be wearing.
Yeah, I definitely get a little swampy. Like for example,
if swamp ass.
I guess some swamp ass.
There's been times I've taken 3 showers.
Was swamp ass your word?
No, but that'd be funny as hell. It'd be even more funny because we used a random word generator. Imagine it gave me swamp ass.
Yes. It's like an insider. Like I remember years ago, we always talked about that. We went to this place in New Orleans called Swamp. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
No, but like by the time this podcast ends, I'll probably be a little swampy.
But a little swampy. Swampy.
Got a shower tonight.
Damn. So yeah, that's true. Especially in the summer, I feel like it's like, man, it's just hot as fuck down here.
Yes. Summers I take. Oh yeah. 3 to 4 average.
No.
Bro, I sweat.
I know a guy like
a sweater.
No, I know a guy who does that.
I gotta stay, and they're always cold showers too. So
no,
because then you get shower sweats because you just came in from hotness.
Took.
I work outside.
Hold the phone.
So I got to.
What's your water bill looking like?
Well, we don't get charged at the apartment going into this, moving into the house now. It's a different story. But I take quick showers because I was in
your
football.
Water bill's included.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
We don't pay electricity. It's separate.
Oh. Man, dope. Well,
yeah.
But, damn, I'd be taking 5 showers.
But I take quick showers.
I'd be taking baths and shit.
I can take quick showers.
When's the last time you took a bath? Like a bubble
bath?
I think
I was like 12 years old, bro. On God, yeah.
You never took a bath with like a girl? Like a tub type shit?
I've never done that.
Never have?
Nah.
Have y'all?
Sophomore year of high school.
Sophomore?
I got a bath. I tweaked my back, so I needed a hot bath.
If I'm being honest, I need
hot water because my back hurt.
I think the last bath I took was an ice bath, like when I was in high school. Like,
do those count, or you just have to be like you're soaping yourself while you're in there? Yeah. I think baths are the most uncomfortable.
I went through a phase where I only took baths. Like, I didn't take showers. I took baths. Like, I was already like 14 by this point.
I physically don't like the feeling of just bare butt on ceramic tubs.
This motherfucker's just laying like,
yo,
but see, I'm not just picturing like a bath. I'm picturing a bubble bath for some reason. Like you and like you're just living your life.
Yeah,
that's how it was. Yeah. Middle school must have been.
I would just put like the body wash in that bitch, but it would still be soapy. You know what I'm saying?
A little soapy,
dude.
Is that your word?
Do you do bath bombs?
Huh?
Did you do bath bombs?
I never tried one of those. They're cool though.
Don't they make them like you know what's fizzy with the water, like fizzy, like you're swimming in Sprite?
Makes it look fucking cool, I'll tell you that.
It's kind of gross if I think back to that period of my life though, because I was getting in there dirty as hell.
The water just starts to like, turn around.
Baths don't clean you as much as showers do, because you're sitting in the dirt that comes off of you.
Yeah. Is that why you're supposed to take a bubble bath though? Because like, isn't the bubble?
I think the correct way to do it is to rinse off first and then take a bath.
And then hop in the bath. For like a bath.
I didn't do that.
But then what's the whole, if like rinse off in the shower.
Yeah.
And then hop in the bath. Then
like, get the dirt
off already
you.
Clean. You're technically clean. It's
too many steps. I'm already in there.
That's true. I mean, yeah.
I'd be more like a romantic type thing. You can.
Anyways,
in a bathtub.
64% of people on the internet said they take night showers.
See that. I see both ways. So.
Yeah. Krina made a good point though. You feel like just cozy as hell, bro. You get in the sheets after a shower. Especially if you had a long day.
Yeah.
Days long as hell. It's like, man, just take a shower.
I feel like it really will affect your
sleep.
And it's
like you're cold from the shower and then you get into the sheets and the sheets are cold.
Yeah. But Kyle, honestly, lately I've been taking, like yesterday, I took a cold shower. And like, I don't ever
do that.
It's
good for your like central nervous system.
Feels good, especially because it's so hot.
Hold up.
It's not my word.
Yeah, you wouldn't have called yourself out of this. Yeah. Bro, I'm not even thinking about it.
Bro, like, you're being like an analyst. I don't know why you're doing
that. Has anyone said their word?
No, I'm having a mental battle with myself while we're talking.
Yeah, it's hard. Me too.
Trying
to
pay attention.
Wait, you asked what?
I said, has anyone said their word yet?
Yeah, I said mine.
No, you didn't.
I have it on that piece of paper.
That's pretty good. See, we couldn't even tell.
Man, I was counting on calling Jared out. I was counting on that.
Y'all don't pay attention.
Your word was too easy then.
No, it wasn't. Trust me.
Read it now then? Or is it too? Should we read them all at the end?
We could.
No, read them at the end.
I want to catch them.
Let's make the people listen to all the whole thing too.
I want to catch them. Jared, talk about something.
I played it off because y'all understand. I was about to laugh
again.
I was about to laugh when I said it, and I kind of like looked at the ceiling. I said it, and I was like,
fuck,
he
man.
Said this word.
I'm gonna be paranoid this entire podcast,
bro. And I can tell you right now, I don't think I've ever said this word on the podcast ever, so it's for sure a word I would never say.
It was bubble,
no,
bubbly,
no, I promise you. Yeah, y'all suck. I'm out.
All right, next question.
All right, yeah, go.
Would you rather be Instagram famous or TikTok famous?
Instagram.
TikTok.
Wait, TikTok, because you make more money on TikTok.
TikTok,
I think.
Yeah.
I think you make more money on TikTok.
Where do you get those numbers?
I swear I saw some.
You don't make any money on TikTok. Unless you like brand posts.
Bro,
yeah.
You make.
I feel like it correlates.
People on
somehow.
TikTok get money. Dude, we talked about this already before.
Like brand deals, yeah.
No, dude, if you hit a certain amount of views each month.
Oh yeah,
and
we did
talk about the followers. I remember
that's probably something they're testing. I don't know.
We haven't
looked at it. Either way,
Oh, I'm TikTok.
I remember that.
We looked it up. I remember for sure. Yeah.
Because it was like Charli D'Amelio. She gets like.
Yeah, dude. They're millionaires.
Per millionaires. She gets like okay. a lump sum.
Kyle's TikTok.
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 Karina's TikTok.
I want Instagram, but TikTok.
You're more photogenic.
I'm Instagram all the way, bro.
Really?
Why? An Instagram follow is worth way more than a TikTok follow.
Are we talking money?
And the reason being, well, yeah, at the end of the day, yeah, because the reason being, people click that follow button like it's nothing on TikTok.
Yeah.
And not only that, think of the content you're seeing on TikTok. It's all algorithmic. Like you, if you follow someone, it's not like you're going to see them all of their posts. So for that reason, the follow is actually worth less.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, you're on your For You page, not the following exactly. page.
But you can save it so fast.
Yeah, but it's like, that's the point. That's actually why it's less valuable, because it's like, it's like your name gets out there, but you can't reach your followers as easy as you could on other platforms.
That is true.
Like there's nothing, if I post a TikTok, there's no way I can make sure all my followers see it.
But you'll be, if you are famous, it will get to the point where it doesn't matter, like, your algorithm, like, everyone's going to see it. Like, with Addison Rae and, like,
yeah,
Noah Beck
it's
and all that.
It's funny you say that.
That's how it used to be. Now, I so, feel yeah, like it's always
shifting. Addison Rae has, yeah. like, what? Like, every video she posts, it's, like, 3 million views. I have yet to see her ever.
I've never seen her ever.
Like, well, I also don't follow her. During COVID, like. I saw her all the time. She's yeah. popping up. Yeah. And then now it's, like...
Because I feel like that it changed. Like, at first, you used to see... If they were famous like her, like, everybody saw it, no matter what you were into.
Yeah.
And now, I feel like... It's way different.
Algorithm's too strong, I guess.
I hate, but I kind of like have mixed feelings. Like
brands pay more. For example, this is a good example. Brands pay more for Instagram than they do for TikTok. Because they know like your more loyal fans and followers are on Instagram.
True. I always wonder, like you always see these like, not even like so much celebrities, but like just people who are on Instagram who have like those Fashion Nova deals. I always wonder, how much do they make? Like, how much do they really make? Like, do they make anything or do they just get the clothes? Like, I wonder because I see...
Oh, like the ambassadors?
I see a shit ton. Like, there's actually a dude I know who... I think he has, like, 25,000 followers. And he just, like, got signed to, like, that Fashion Nova stuff. And he like, rocks the clothes and has, like, photo shoots and stuff. So, I'm just thinking, like, bro, like, how much do these people, like... Because there's a shit ton of Fashion Nova ambassadors and shit, like, on Instagram. Like
almost, I think they just get free shit and they just want to do it because they look kind of like official.
I mean, the free shit would be dope, but for sure you gotta have at least some.
What about? Do you know anything about the Amazon storefront?
Like, oh yes, I applied link. For that.
It's like you can
apply.
No,
like you know, people will show like things I got, things to buy on Amazon, like home stuff. And then you say, oh, they're in my storefront. And then you go to that person's page, you go to their storefront, but they make money off of every time you buy something.
Yeah, it's like affiliate links, yeah.
Oh, I applied, I was totally talking about something else. I applied for if this thing where Amazon, I've been waiting for like 6 months for a response. They're still processing my
They're going to get back to you.
6 months?
But you turn in your Amazon receipts and any gas receipt or grocery receipt and they pay you for it because their Amazon needs what people buy. Like if you go to the grocery store, like what do you get all the time? So they can track just more information and they'll pay you.
Hmm.
And I applied like 6 months ago and every time I go on the app and say refresh, it's like, we're still, you know, looking over your application. It's like, just tell me no. Just tell me no, but
right, just
it's still there.
Ass.
It's still going. I could possibly.
Was application your word?
No. That'd be nice though.
Was it Amazon?
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, 20% of people said TikTok.
21%?
Yeah. 20.
Oh, 20.
If we're being honest, like, bro, think about it. Instagram. Started popping up with 2010, I want to say.
It's like 2011, 2011. Yeah.
So, and just look how much has just grown since then. In the last,
And to what Arthur said, I mean, I'll change my answer to Instagram now. It does mean more. Like
think about it. You put a story up. Yeah. You know more. Like most of your followers are probably gonna see it if they're engaged at least.
Yeah.
But I feel like the new generation's not. TikTok is the number one search engine.
That's true too. Yeah.
Like people are going to TikTok just to find anything.
It, bro,
just
really, to cook. If you really think about it.
This is a hard question because it's always changing. Like it could be different next month, you know?
It was probably, you asked that question, Instagram or Twitter, probably 10 years ago, people would say Twitter.
That's true.
So.
Yeah.
All right. We ready? See everything on TikTok.
Yeah. We ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you bite or lick your ice cream?
I'm going with the bite.
I have to bite. I'm a biter. I have like a biting problem.
I'm taking a bite, like the first one, and then we're going to the lick.
I'm doing more of a combo. I'm doing more of a
lick. Start off with the bite.
But I can't help but bite that shit.
You need to do a bite because especially you go to like damn Baskin and Robbins and shit, and bro, they fill you all the way up to like the top.
But like I don't even do the cones anymore. So technically,
nah, I love cones, bro.
I'm a cup guy for sure.
Nah, cones.
This man's getting a bowl.
Bowl, please.
He walks in and gets a mega bowl.
Like you go to Cold Stone, and you go to Cold Stone, like I love it. Please.
What is like your ice cream? Oh, what's your go-to ice cream?
It's called World Class Chocolate.
I don't think I've ever had that. Where they
so good, bro.
Out of nowhere.
I'm craving it right now, actually. Nope.
Dude. Cookies and cream, cookie dough.
Yeah.
Or both.
I was gonna say like the cookie dough. Is it the Texas two-step?
Texas two-step.
Yeah,
because like brownie, cookie dough, whatever, cookies and cream, all that shit combined. It's
no, the Texas two-step is cookie dough and cookies and cream together.
Oh, okay. There's another one, but
they have like, I guess like Ben and Jerry's has like a...
Something like along those lines.
Something with all cookies.
Ben and Jerry's, yeah, that goes hard.
Or like cheesecake.
Ooh. Yeah, I like cheesecake.
Cheesecake's good.
Have you ever had an ice cream cake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those hit. Fuck a cake and ice cream. Just get an ice cream cake, bro. Those.
I'm not a big dessert guy.
Oh, I mean, for like a birthday.
Like dessert. For some Hot reason, take. Chocolate ice cream is like crack to me. Like I just can't get enough of it. That's like the one exception.
You know, have you ever had the 1905 chocolate?
No, H-E-B. But I'll try. Where's that from?
H-E-B? Go to H-E-B right now.
Oh, yeah.
1905 vanilla. Hands down, best vanilla. And then they have a 1905 chocolate.
I love the years, bro.
I know.
If a year is in a name, like I just
want it. Just looks better.
It's like
the older the number, it's just like, geez, that's gotta be good.
It gives it like history.
Like for sure. Like they were eating good ass ice cream in 1905.
And then it just tells you like it's been around for that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is probably not true at all.
And then back then
they came out with it 2 weeks ago.
It's brand new, but like
and back then they didn't give about any nutrition either. They just put all kinds of shit.
That's how you
in
know
there.
It's
like,
gonna
all
be
all the just cream.
Nutrition.
Butter.
Nutrition.
No.
Fuck.
I'm keeping it on your toes.
Like, what were people eating in the 1900s?
Any word that's like more than two syllables? I'm like, nutrition.
Like, you know, we think about like, we have all these like air fryers and
I feel
shit.
Like they're eating beans.
I was like, were they eating like fried chicken like in 1905?
It's oil. He's putting chicken
fried
in oil.
Fried chicken's probably been around for a minute.
Do you think they ate chicken nuggets?
I don't know who made the first fried chicken. Like who made it and what year, because that's really interesting.
What year
did fried chicken come out?
I don't know,
because when could people just start frying shit back in the day?
Year be fried chicken invented?
They had to have eaten fried chicken.
Like did George Washington have fried chicken?
Who fried the first shit?
That's
and they
what
were
I'm
just
saying
like
who started like just start frying shit.
I love them, whoever it was.
1747, the first chicken was fried.
Oh. No wonder fried. See, what I say about the year. The older, the better, baby.
Bro.
English cook Hannah Glassy.
Shout out to Miss Glassy.
Wait, English?
God damn, Miss Glassy.
The published fried chicken recipe in 1747. However, earliest stories of fried chicken are thousands of years old. They come from China, the Middle East, West Africa. However, the dish has not changed a lot over the years.
Miss Glassy really did something.
Yeah, she was one that was like, I gotta take advantage of this.
She's
shit.
My new favorite person.
But thousands of years old fried chicken.
Damn.
When do you guys think the first chicken nugget was invented?
Chicken nugget?
I feel like only Americans could have been like
1888.
For McDonald's?
Nugget. Let's see. Because nuggets aren't natural, right? It's like...
No, they're like pieces of breast
so,
and they...
Let's say 1914.
I'm gonna do an 1855.
Oh, wow,
that's so old.
Kyle?
So
1888.
1950s. Oh, dang! I was the closest.
Yeah, you were.
Was it American?
Yes, at Cornell University.
Dude, did y'all ever watch that?
Only wear that stupid. Just grab a chunk of chicken and put it in the.
That person's rich. Did y'all ever watch that McDonald's
video?
Well, like how they make the food and shit.
Oh, with like the paste. Dude. It's like pink paste or something, or
and it's so crazy because
they like grind the chicken up, right? And then they
I don't want to know.
Put in little.
You don't
want to
know. Don't watch it. I mean, I still eat it. Even
I don't even eat
it.
There, bro.
You, like, you ever wonder why like every chicken nugget is the exact same size?
Exactly. The
same size.
Damn.
They all look the same.
They do be cloned.
Yes, and also KFC, they make their own chicken. Like. Breed their own chicken.
Ooh. Oh shit!
Let me.
They
make.
They made
chicken.
Their own chicken that they can only breed where it's they're born featherless, so you don't have to pluck.
That's kind of fucked up, but it's cool.
I feel like KFC.
It's cool
is,
in a weird way.
Yeah,
people don't like give KFC as much love as they deserve.
You know what I hate? I hate people who act like McDonald's isn't good.
Exactly. Biggest pet
yeah,
peeve.
You're
Why
not
are
better
we pretending
than us?
Like that shit doesn't taste good?
That shit, come on, bro. I know you like a McDouble or something.
That shit tastes amazing.
And even their breakfast. Have you had a
is
McGriddle?
Is it chicken?
Oh,
is
yeah,
it
McGriddles.
Chicken? Who
the
knows?
McGriddle. McGriddle is incredible.
Who cares?
We don't
McGriddle's
know?
The best thing I ever had for breakfast. I'm going to tell you right now, last Wednesday, I was like, man, I'm up just in time for McDonald's breakfast. I stopped buying. I got a McGriddle. Man, oh, it was amazing. It came with the hash brown tooth. Only six.
The hash brown.
Nothing is like anything you get there is probably not what you like think it is, but it doesn't matter, man. That's not the discussion at hand. The discussion at hand is does it taste good?
That's all it matters. In the moment when you eat it.
Exactly.
Not 20 years from now when your health at fault, you know?
Well, think about how good McDonald's tasted before, you know, nutritional facts, and then they had to cut back. Like when they cooked the fries in like pig lard.
That's so true.
Bro. McDonald's is not even as good as it used to
be.
Because back then they were just throwing in all the stuff.
There were some real ass drugs in there, bro. Meth and the whole fucking 9 yards.
That's what got us all addicted to it. That's why we still eat some of that shit.
Bro, that's like even going all the way back to like Coca-Cola. There was cocaine in there.
Oh yeah. That's how it started.
Something about a soda can get addicted. I'm glad I'm not like I'm addicted to soda. Like some people I know, it seems like they're a lot older actually too, that I know like they love soda. Like my dad, I think motherfucker loves soda.
And other people.
Okay.
Other people. I like that.
I'm trying to think of those. I feel like we don't drink soda as much as like our parents are like did growing up, right? Oh no.
You were so serious.
Definitely not.
I was trying to think of what else I know.
Like, we're more
like just really.
We're
like,
more health conscious.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say. Like, I feel like our parents and, you know, maybe grandparents, like soda was more like more normal.
I had so much Dr. Pepper the other night.
How many?
I was drinking that shit like it was going out of business, bro. Like,
like cans?
Oh,
like
you relapsed?
Ripping them?
I went to, where'd I go? Oh, Canes. I was like, fuck it.
You got a couple refills?
What drink would you like? Dr. Pepper. I didn't even hesitate.
They're like, yes, sir.
It's like, okay. But yeah, and then I had another can after that at home once I drank the whole damn thing.
Yeah, back
up. Something was wrong with me that night.
Bro, I was just going to say, like, I was like, bro, do people like actually like go to their fridge and like pull out like a can of soda?
I always keep a cold can. I keep a cold can stocked.
For real.
And I save it for weekends.
I mean,
it's his little treat.
My fucking treat.
If I'm mixing alcohol, for sure. But like, I don't know if I can ever just go get a can of soda, like just to drink. It's always just really water.
It's fire, bro.
No, I mean, it's not bad. I mean, yeah, it's good too when you mix it with a little.
Anyways. Like I have people at work who they bring one can of soda and it just sits in the fridge for like weeks. And they're like, are you going to drink this? They're like, yeah, it's just like for emergencies. I'm like, what?
When I'm real parched one day.
When I really am craving one.
So, where you work have like a community fridge?
Oh, bro, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you ever like eat someone else's food?
Do you ever just
I always wonder this.
Like, it was like, there's some more than one in here of this.
Was community your word?
No.
Fuck.
Girl, I'm using big words, so I'm going to slide my
I've used a lot of
in.
Big words, and y'all haven't called me out.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Maybe that just means I have a good vocabulary.
Here it is. Update. Has anybody said y'all's words yet?
No.
Yes.
What?
No! We're not paying attention, bro. God damn it.
Another man down.
Okay. All
what
right.
was it?
I can't say.
You can't say it
we
the end.
Can say it at the end, bro.
All right. Resume. Yeah. Resume.
But you guys helped me out.
Ah, shit.
So thank you.
Kreener asked a question. I don't remember. All right. What were you saying? So I always wonder, like, does anybody like steal anybody else's food? Because if you really think about it, usually a lot of people bring containers, like
yeah.
It's like a meal prep or something.
No, but it's like, it's for me, it's more like
the coffee creamer.
No, that's too easy.
It's meant for the community.
Like they have like when you go taco places for breakfast, then you just get like
the chips.
You get like breakfast tacos, and you get you have a leftover breakfast taco.
Okay.
The moment you put your leftover breakfast taco in that fridge,
yeah,
timer starts. You have 24 hours to take that taco back home, or I'm going to sneak it. And you best believe I'm going to eat it. And then I'll eat it right in front of you. And I'll just be like, hey, man, I saw you went there. So I had to go get my breakfast taco at the same place.
So have you snagged someone else's shit?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Someone just came back.
A taco, like an example?
Taco was an example. I feel like if you get donuts and like you get the little donut holes, I mean, that's kind of like.
Oh,
you got to eat all. But you got to eat all of that. But some people are like, don't touch my donuts, you know.
Just one donut. Kyle's like, well, fucking finders keepers. Like,
was donut your word?
No.
Yo, if it's something that like has a lot of them. Like a donut.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
There's a bunch
where you
of
can
donuts,
sneak some.
Like,
and
I
it's
mean,
like,
I take one or two.
As long as there's not a huge gap in it, like,
that's what I'm
you
saying.
Know.
I might reorganize them as well. Yeah. To make
some people
sure.
Some people bring Eggo waffles and they keep them there for every time they come and have mm-hmm. breakfast. You know, I might get there a little earlier and get a Eggo waffle before they get in, you know.
They're like, oh, so and so's out today? Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, that sucks. I guess I'm going to have a waffle, you know. Yeah,
someone's like, well, I had two Eggos, but it looks like I only have one now. I wonder what happened.
So if you're in the fridge, there's always a timer and I'm always monitoring. But if you leave it on like the lunch table, you just leave it out there, fair game. Fair game.
Steal my shit.
Bro, yeah. It's like, if they come at me, it's like, bro, you left it on
and
table.
And then imagine it's like, I have trust issues, bro. Because like, there's a coworker you hate. Their shit's like, say your name is labeled. Like you have a little container you brought from home. They might poison my shit.
Oh, yeah.
If I have an enemy at work, I ain't trusting them with my food. What do you mean?
Holy shit.
Bro, you want to know something like I brought for lunch?
Holy shit.
3 weeks ago. 3 weeks
delete
ago,
that part.
3 weeks ago was I was going to like a friend's like birthday type deal. No, graduation party. I was going to a friend's graduation party like at after work. So I didn't want to go all the way back home and like change and stuff. So I just brought my clothes with me and I was going to change after work. And then I was like, oh, I already bought some Happy Dads. Like I'm going to take them to the birthday party. But I was like, I don't want to go all the way back home and grab the Happy Dads and go to work. So I literally just packed up the 12 pack of Happy Dads and I went to work and I just left it in the community fridge. And I honestly was thinking like, dude, I kept checking every like couple of hours. I'm like, man, I really hope someone doesn't take them and I hope I don't get fired for doing this because I'm freaking out to work. I mean, there were clothes, but still like, yeah, I was fine.
Oh, interesting. Right. Dude, congrats.
Yeah.
It was cool. I made it out.
Yeah. My work has meetings like at 5 when all the kids are gone. And then the place I work at, they buy seltzers for everyone at the meeting.
Dude, that's dope. There's some places I do see people like drink like at work. It's like so weird. Some offices too. I'm like.
Takes the edge off maybe.
I guess towards like on a Friday or something. Like, I guess it's legal.
They do it on Tuesdays.
It's lit over there.
I think it's gotten less acceptable over time. Like, have you guys ever watched Mad Men?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
The show? It's like, it takes place in the 1960s, like corporate New York. They just drink and smoke cigarettes all day.
They would do cocaine.
Really?
Like
meeting? You have a meeting with someone, pour them a drink. And it was like straight liquor.
You have like the glass, the whiskey of like already poured in the glass.
It was like expected, yeah. That was insane.
Back in those days, I mean, I'm sure they still do, but cocaine was like just water to them, motherfuckers. They were doing cocaine like crazy. Water.
Drinking cocaine.
They were doing water.
No,
bro.
I mean, cocaine, like just, they were sniffing that shit.
They would call it water as well. That was the code name.
So you got that water?
Is water your word?
No.
Shit. Have you said your word yet?
No.
Snap.
You did?
I have not.
Okay, I'm really gonna be paying attention.
Hey, what happens if we forget to say it?
You can, bro. Just trust me. Think about it. I said mine within 15 minutes.
If it gets close to an hour, I do have some backup conversations stored in my head to start lashing out.
Yeah, I low-key have been trying to like freestyle some shit in my brain.
Hey, if we don't like call each other out, then No one has to do the Norse.
But this word game has made me use like bigger words. So
I'm trying to trick y'all.
It's helping me.
It doesn't. It didn't
I've been
have
using
to be
bigger
big.
Words on purpose.
It could just been I'm something super y'all. Random.
I'm trying to get in y'all's head. Ubiquitous.
No, that's not it.
How do you spell that?
I actually can spell. You want me to?
Yeah, go.
Nah, that's all right. anyways, back to the ice cream thing.
Oh, yeah. How did we?
47 people bite. Anyways, on to the next one.
47 bite.
Oh, yeah. Do you wash your feet in the shower? This one?
Like, yeah.
I've known people who don't, bro.
Like, balance in the shower and then do one of
like
these.
You scrub that shit. You wash it like you wash your the rest of your body.
The top of my foot, yes. The bottom, no.
I'm scared to fall.
I'm
that's
gonna be
why.
Honest.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't have nowhere to sit, you know. Yeah. So I can't.
It's hard.
My balance, dude.
No, I actually just did that like a few weeks ago. I was like, bro, like I was scrubbing the bottom of my foot, but man, it's like your life is at risk, bro, because
yes.
like you're it's slipping like a motherfucker.
It's scary.
In that like
it's
I was
super
like,
scary.
I can't really stand right now.
No, like, you can just well, I guess, yeah.
Dude, I mean it's slippery.
I don't know. I just put one hand on like the wall and then I just like,
I mean I do too, but it's just slip and slide.
Can't trust it. I fell in the shower one time and it's been scarred ever since.
Damn,
can't fall.
Y'all got dirty ass feet.
I do.
What if you put like, what if you pour body wash on there and then you do one of like these?
Right? I had someone like use that logic one time. They were like, well, the water, like the soapy water falls down your feet anyway. I mean,
you are moving around.
I can
in the
see
shower.
That logic, but at the same time, anything you wash guy. Needs to be like scrubbed once in a while.
Dude, I hope one day like I have a dope house where like I can. Maybe have like
has a feet washer built in.
I was gonna, well, that would be cool too. honestly, just like have a cool area where I can just sit down and just don't have to worry about that, and I can just rub my shit and just like what I'm doing right here. And I can
just you can. It's called a chair. Like what?
Bring a chair in the shower.
I have seen that.
No, I've
yes,
seen.
They
no,
have
that's,
the,
what that's what I'm saying. There's
that's for older people.
My
older
parents
people
actually have one. Like there's an area where you can like sit down. And
it's like a tiled seat.
Why is yeah, all the cool benches. Shit? For, why is all the cool shit for old people? You know, you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I'm like, why? I mean, it's just because she's 80 years
sometimes
old.
Sometimes we want to sit in the shower.
Yeah, some you know those older people have like those toilets that go on top of toilets that the seat's a little bigger. I kind of like that.
Wait, what?
You like never a, seen those?
Got a booster
oh,
seat?
Oh, like an
no,
extra toilet?
Like they put like, it has handles. It's meant there just be handles, but the seat
oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
it's
yeah.
on is a little bit bigger so they can, they don't have to balance because, you know,
I've
old
seen
people,
those.
They don't have
to balance. Ever met nursing homes?
Interesting. Yeah. I would like to have that because toilet seats are small anyways for me, so.
Well, 25% of people don't wash their feet, apparently, allegedly.
25? Damn.
It's like, yeah.
25.
We're part of that.
I feel like people are lying about it, though.
We're in the 25.
You always, you know, we always talk
people
about,
people are
like,
lying, for sure.
Percentage and shit. Yeah. Like, we're, like, I didn't get the fucking survey for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, who really, who answers, like.
I hate that shit, honestly.
Right?
I'm like, who polled who? They might have polled, like, 10 people.
20.
Yeah, and they're, like, 50% of them said no. I'm like.
Yeah, and they're probably scared to be, like,
and then
yeah.
they generalize it. They're, like, 50% of the whole population. They only asked, like. 30 people, bro.
Yeah.
Not really good.
That's
not really good.
I always
infrastructure
wonder how they do
that,
right? Like, how do they find out exactly how many people
there's,
do
well,
that?
Well, I think, aren't don't people get paid to do just surveys?
I would love
I think.
To.
Probably, but
and
I've
I
never
think
been
that's
asked.
Who it is.
Sociologist.
I've never been asked.
I want to be surveyed. Like,
I want to be surveyed for Family Feud.
What do you mean by that?
They get surveyed, you know, 100 people have been surveyed, blah, 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 you know, and they
yeah.
put it
oh,
up there.
Oh, yeah, see, how come I've never been
I want to get surveyed for Family Feud because I want to be that, like, because they legit, they'll put every single answer on there of the 100 people, and I want to be like that, the eighth answer, which just one person said just out some outlandish stuff.
Outlandish.
No.
Fuck.
Oh. I've already said my word, by the way.
No!
Yeah.
Dude, none of it, like... As soon as we started a conversation, I completely forgot like to like be on the lookout for y'all's
bro,
words.
I think our words were not difficult enough, guys.
Okay, honestly,
I've
never said my word ever in my life.
That difficult.
No, I haven't said my shit.
Yeah, dude, Zanny, he said, what fucking, what
they
was
said,
it? Yeah, mama, and another one
they
was.
They said, yes, mama.
Yes, mama.
And then they said,
see, we should have done some funny ass phrases.
Battlefield.
And then merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round, yeah.
Wait, who said that? Because this is like an original idea that we had.
Oh,
yeah,
shit,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
yeah, Jared and Arthur.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The other night when we were talking.
Okay, final question.
Yeah.
All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
What color is the dress?
Oh,
the infamous dress. Everyone knows what dress.
Let's forget that one.
For the people who are just listening in the car right now, it's the black and blue dress. Okay.
No.
You're lying. Bro, it's white, black and blue. What do you mean?
It's black and blue, dude.
You just showed me it.
The white and gold dress.
Stop. You really see white and gold?
Stop. That's, it's black and blue.
What's wrong with your eyes?
It's blue and gold.
I know I'm right. Who the fuck would wear a black and blue dress?
A lot of people.
Nobody.
I could Google
Honestly,
seven.
That came out in 2014, right? I'm guessing it was pretty cool.
What would you think would be more popular, a black and blue dress or a white and gold dress?
Look, both would be pretty nice.
Black and blue would be hideous, low-key. High-key, actually.
Not, regardless, it's the ugliest dress. I mean, it's just what the color is. That's black and blue. Let me see it one more time. So you see white and gold.
It's blue and gold.
Shit, no one's
hold the fucking phone.
So wait, here's two side by sides. Do you see two?
What do you see?
I see white and gold on the left.
Okay, what's on the right?
What's on the right?
Blue and gold.
On the white, it's just like they lowered the fucking brightness.
I want to know what's...
Okay, they just lowered the brightness to like 10%,
I want
to
know what is Karina seeing.
Here's the lady. Yo, Karina came out here with some wild shit.
She's wearing an actual dress.
Who would wear that?
Back in 2007, that's some hideous dress.
Dude.
Yo, we were wearing Hollister back then.
I could tell that's Photoshop. That's how I know I'm right.
Not Photoshop.
So you don't see that?
The dress she's wearing is blue and black, yes.
Okay.
That's the dress.
That's not the dress.
Oh, boy.
Yo, y'all are crazy. Didn't it come out that this was...
I see what's actually there, which is blue and gold.
Karina, you...
Guys have a color...
Karina, take a lap. Take a lap.
Is everyone's eyes just fucking messed up?
I feel like we're all just...
What was the thing behind it, though? Like, we see different colors or something like...
I think they said if you see black and blue, that you're, like, mentally not all there.
No way!
I remember that being the...
No way!
That was the verdict, bro. I swear on God.
Hey, isn't that what you said?
What?
That makes sense.
Yo. That is white and gold. That actually are blowing
my mind. Let me see the pic one more time.
Dude, it's literally...
Don't press shit, dude. This laptop is recording. Don't press shit.
Bro.
Let me make sure we're still recording.
Is the dress black?
You know what's crazy?
Yeah, someone look up what the final verdict was.
Question mark.
It's crazy how that took over the internet. Like, there's never been a debate more than that. Like,
the dress is actually black, blue and black. Sorry.
No.
It's what it's... Read it.
Fake news. What is that, The Onion?
No.
Yeah, but what color
Slate.
Is that?
Slate.com.
Slick?
Slate.
What color was it, though? Was it really black and blue?
The dress on Wikipedia.
I want to see the original dress.
The original photograph.
Everyone who thinks it's black and blue is just in denial.
So you see white and gold still?
Huh? That's white and gold. That is white and gold.
Bro, why do I feel like people who say...
Yo, Karina, at least Karina sees gold. Like, she's meeting both of us 50% of the way.
This is the thing, though. Why do I feel like people who say it's white and gold, like, y'all are really... All of y'all are really just fucking with us. And, like, just... It's a big joke to y'all. Like,
yeah. Are you on some Facebook group that you just, like...
All y'all, like, together. Like, you know, let's fuck with, like, the rest of the normal people.
Like the flat earthers.
Yes!
No, the earth is flat. I mean, the earth is flat.
No, it's pretty round.
Wow. I'm going to look at a peer-reviewed article about it.
Round. No, it's pretty round.
It's like a sphere. Yeah.
It's not fully round. It's just pretty round.
It's pretty round.
This dress is as black and blue as the earth is flat.
Is earth really flat?
No, though? I'm not a flat earther, though. I'm not a flat earther.
Oh, shit, man.
What is earth, then? Can anybody find that out?
What is earth?
What is earth?
Is it flat? Like, why do people think it's flat? Kyrie Irving is like one of the biggest ones on that, right? He thinks it's flat.
He was on that shit, yeah.
He was. I don't know.
Like, he led the whole group.
I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. So, it's just, like, so dumb. Why would you not just... Why would nobody see the edge of the planet, then?
Would there not just be
a drop-off somewhere?
Just flat.
Yeah. You think it'd be, like, multiple people just dying, just, like...
Yeah, people would be falling off the side.
Yeah, and where's the end?
Exactly.
There's a big hole. There's a big hole.
Imagine it just comes out. Someone finds the edge.
The upside down.
Oh, yeah.
Stranger Things. It's actually like based off of a true story.
Anyways, did we find a verdict on the dress? Or
blue and black, dude. Slate.com.
I did read a peer-reviewed article.
Cited.
It said what did it say?
Oh, slate your word?
No. No. I've already said my word. I'm not saying it again because it would be too obvious.
It says people who think it's white and gold maybe... predisposed due to a great abs. I can't read big words.
Any website called Frontiers is going to be correct. Hold on.
Frontier. I'm on Frontiers too.
Shout out to Slate, dog. Black and gold. Black and yellow.
No, dude.
Okay, so y'all telling me this is
black and blue.
Dude.
See that? Look.
That's blue and gold.
Hold on.
It matches my microphone.
Actually.
Wait, I have a plan. I have a plan. Hold on, I have a plan.
That's,
oh, no.
There's what no if, blue.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
There's no blue.
Get your camera. Get your camera.
There's no blue.
I want to see this. Oh. Let me see the screen. Okay. What do you see right there?
Blue and gold.
Dude, that's just different.
Green is exempt from this.
White and gold.
She's playing both sides.
You see white and gold.
The
right
white,
there.
Like, it has a, if anything, is like.
Is that a real white, like, or it needs bleach?
It looks like a manipulated photo. So I can see, like, it looks hold like on, someone took a white and gold dress and, like, they tried to make the white blue.
Okay, what do you see right there?
Hurts my head. Was his word manipulate?
White and gold.
Oh, yes, like it's dark, manipulate. Like manipulate. White.
What do you see right there?
Manipulate.
No. I did say my word, though.
Oh,
no!
Dang it.
We all, okay, now can we say the word? Wait, what is it?
I'll go, here, I'll give y'all this. I'm going to try and say it one more time.
All right.
Before the end of the podcast, because I don't know
let's
if y'all
all
heard
try.
Me say it.
Oh, yeah. Even though, like, we all did it.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all heard me say it.
I don't think y'all heard me say it.
That's fine if we don't hear you.
Okay, but I did say it.
Yes, as long as you say it, doesn't matter if we heard you or not.
All right, fair.
Arthur, if you're editing this, I said it.
I'm going to find y'all. If anyone lied, I'll know.
I said mine like 6 times.
Oh, all right, show off.
Oh, dude.
It took me 40 minutes to say mine because I didn't know a good time to say it.
I just want
to
say, bro, I'm on Frontiers, right?
Frontier is not a reliable
They did
source.
Like a whole, like...
Scientific. You look at a peer-reviewed article of
this
it. It'll
say... This is a peer-reviewed article of this dress, which is insane to me. Like,
oh,
I've
my
been
gosh.
Scrolling.
All these cited sources in here in the middle of it looks like a damn...
Conclusion. I scrolled all the way down to the conclusion. Let's see what it says. All
right, say it, say it.
All right, hold on.
Was it Frontier Airlines?
Even as... Yeah, Frontier Airlines, yeah. That's like... That's
you can't
not,
trust an airline like, service. They don't know shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
While he's looking for that, have you ever flew on Spirit?
Dude, no, but I heard like never to do that.
Yo,
I didn't know Spirit is a thing until fights started happening on the whole plane. Like, that was like, wait, Spirit's
like, I knew not to fly on this fucking airline.
I thought the whole time, if I saw like Spirit, it looks like the Sprint.
Okay.
It looks like... So I thought it was a phone place.
What's on the left?
White and gold.
It's like
that's what I see.
But what do you see on the right?
It looks like the same photo, just like darkened.
Wait, what?
But that looks like so. The one on the left looks like a very 1905 picture.
Yeah, it
of
looks
the,
like brightened, right?
Yeah.
But like that's what I see all the time in this photo.
So on the one on the right, you just see it like
I see it. Like I can see how it could be like blue tinted, but like it. But it looks like...
Bro, that's royal than motherfucking Blue's Clues. I mean, that is...
It looks like they took this shit to Photoshop and they just changed the color to try and make it blue. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
You see the same thing?
Wild stuff.
No, I see blue and gold.
Okay.
I never saw that one on the fucking... On the Twitter. Like,
I would rather see it blue and gold.
I can't find an actual answer, though. Like, I'm kind of struggling over
it's,
here.
It's blue and black. Don't worry.
Dude.
Cited sources.
I always wonder, how does it be colorblind, like... People who are colorblind.
Oh, I did see some video on TikTok.
What if they
colorblind,
see
like,
colors than us?
They can't see green. Oh. So imagine just walking around and like all the grass is, looks dead to you.
I wonder what they see instead then.
Imagine what, like, you know how like grass looks on like soccer fields? It looks so nice.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice turf.
To their eyes, it's like, look at this disgusting dirt field.
But even like on turf, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And they're just like.
So what do you know they what they see instead of green?
Like it's like gray. It's like, it almost looks like this. Like,
maybe
like
being colorblind might be like
these brownish.
Might be cooler
pillows.
To be colorblind. Like they probably see just cooler shit than us.
Probably
maybe
not.
What if
this is too much research?
Maybe
this is too much research to do while I'm.
Yeah, bro, it's black and blue, but
with
you know,
one hand,
blue and gold. But
don't stress you out.
I never heard someone say blue and gold. So that's actually you got the best eyes then.
Thank you.
she sees ultraviolet light. That's what she sees.
Built
do y'all think we all see the same thing?
No way.
Obviously not.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
That kind of freaks me out when I think about it. Like we could all like my blue could be a different blue to yours.
Obviously. Obviously, I know that.
What if that picture would have never came out? We would never just know that we see
different. What color is this?
It is like this brown, is tan, beige, whatever you want to call it.
That's blue.
Get out of here. Get out of here. I'm about purple. To leave. Purple. No.
Lavender. I'm kidding. No, that's, yeah. That's, no, that's like kind of golden though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I have seen where you're like, if you ever saw yourself in real life, like, you know, go back in time and see yourself, you'd almost get like your body, like, well, you'll get like kind of freaked out because the way you see yourself in a mirror,
oh yeah,
is not the
it's
way.
It's nothing like
when you absolutely like completely different than when I see you.
I heard about
like,
that.
I'm looking scary. At you right now, and you guys right now, you guys don't see yourself the way I see you.
I have heard that.
So if you like too. You ever met yourself in real life, you'd just be like, who the
but
fuck?
That's so
doesn't weird. Video like doesn't bitch. Video kind of like we see ourselves in video the way other people see us.
But you will always see a reflection of yourself. You'll never see your true self. It's always a reflection, mirror, cameras, you know.
Yeah.
Video. Not camera.
There isn't that reflections on film or what something.
But like know? Wait.
Like you're never gonna like actually see yourself.
You can't. Don't overthink this. You're not.
But
gonna
I see
yourself.
You.
Yes, but
I see you in the same way I would see you in a video. Is what I'm saying.
But you ever seen those mirrors where they're like flipped mirrors? Yeah. And like you look this way. This is what you've seen yourself in this mirror.
Oh, like a mirror. But yeah.
Every single time you go in the bathroom or and you see yourself in the mirror, you see this, and you flip, and it sees an inverted mirror, and you see this.
Yeah.
Kind of like it looked. It's you, but it's like whoa, looks holy different. Shit, yeah. That's me.
You just yeah. look completely.
But we can do that with a camera too.
You can, but it's never your true self. I'm saying, like, if you met yourself in real life.
Okay, so if I set up a camera to your right side and it gets your profile.
Yeah.
That's a way you've never seen yourself.
Yes, but I'm saying in real life. Step away from the cameras.
I mean, you can go to Ross. They got mirrors behind you, so you can kind of see your back and your front. Like, it's pretty cool. It's like a 2-in-1 mirror.
The one at Wingstop where you see above.
Yeah, you get the one at Wingstop where you just look up like, ah, damn, look like this from up there.
So you're saying the dress
is blue and black.
The color of your mic is on that dress.
Yes.
That's some wild shit to say.
No.
If anything, it's more purple.
Purple?
Whoa.
The way all I right. see it, it's like
yeah,
a white.
Yeah, like a lavender?
Yeah.
I see that too.
I see that.
That's why I say blue, and then the middle is not black; it's gold. So
your eyes are truly different,
dude. I went to the doctor like 3 weeks ago. The eye doctor. My left eye is getting a little blurry, and I never wanted to believe that I needed glasses. And I get there, and he was telling me like, I might can get like 50% off LASIK surgery because only my left one's messed up. My right one's perfectly fine. It's the weirdest thing. It's like, so I would only need contacts, really just one eye.
Ooh,
I know.
That's weird.
But if you do LASIK once, can you ever do it again? Because like, say you get LASIK and then your vision gets even worse, like say in your right eye.
I was thinking. I mean, right now,
he
it's not too
it
bad.
On this eye and then get it
and
on
then
this
get
it
on
eye.
The other when it gets bad.
50% off?
Have you ever cheated on the eye test? Like, you just walk in through the room that you got to do the eye test, and you just happen to walk right next to it and kind of study it.
No, that's crazy.
No, but I've pretended to not, like, say the right one because I wanted to get glasses.
Oh, wow. That's the opposite.
She's what? Like, what letter is that? Well, no, number 4? Like what
I've always just told the truth.
Yeah. Well, I have great vision.
Me
so,
too.
Well, me, so they've told I, me. I did for the longest. Yeah.
But even with good vision, like it gets to a point where you still can't see, make it out. You're like,
for
oh,
me,
shit.
It's my hearing. I know I have bad hearing, but I still passed hearing test because the you know, if you put the little headphones on and you have the beeps and it gets real softer and softer, it was like a nice tempo to it. So I knew when to raise my hand, even though I didn't hear.
Interesting.
Shit. Oh, this ear right here is whack.
Dude. Why?
I don't know, loud headphones.
It's just always
too
been like that,
concerts.
Or it was gradual.
Oh no.
My reason's probably like a lot of the sandbox nights.
Yeah. Probably.
That shit. That's done a lot of that's done a lot of damage to my ears. Dude, oh my god, I was gonna say something, I forgot.
He's about to say his word again.
Sandbox was your word.
No.
Yo, what would be the odds of that?
Oh my god, I was gonna say something, I forgot.
You mean your word?
No, I think I was gonna add my word. I forgot. I had like a pre like sentence I was gonna say.
He was ready to go.
I was gonna say it again, and I forgot what I was gonna say.
Oh my god!
All right, so what is? I guess now can we know everyone's words?
Well, what are we at?
We're almost at an hour. We could wrap up soon.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's
get one more.
I have one more random ass question. This isn't even controversial. This is like random. If you were sent back to the Roman Empire with your iPhone, do you think you could take over the world?
I could take over the world as long as my phone stays
right.
alive. Once it dies,
I was thinking the same shit.
Yeah, once
there'd
it
be
dies,
no way
I
to
die.
Charge it, right?
They'll probably think I'm a witch or something.
There's no outlet.
That's what I worry about. Like, you could go back and they think you're like, back then anything scarier, they were like very skeptical.
That's
not my word.
That's very interesting. Imagine what you could have done with a smartphone, like, back in the day.
That's what you just said.
Yeah, that's what the question was.
Basically what we're doing right now.
I said it like just a dumb dirt.
I don't know about, like, the Romans were so...
I can't wait to listen to that, the last 2 minutes of that shit.
Dude, Jared just went galaxy brain on himself.
I think I'm still trying to think what I was going to say with my sentence, with my word.
So just repeated Arthur's question.
I'm still trying to think, man. I was going to say something with my word. Dude, I'm pissed. I feel defeated, even though, like, I already said in the beginning, I just didn't hear it. I don't pay attention. My word wasn't like a big, big word.
Was,
but
your,
it's
word,
a word,
was your word infrastructure?
I never said that.
Or is that your
that
word?
That was my word.
Wait, really?
What'd you say? What part?
No, I'm not telling you.
Infrastructure?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I said it already, but I just wanted to sneak it in right in front of your face.
Is your word infrastructure?
No? Oh, that sucks.
I thought about doing that, too.
Yeah. What was yours?
Mine was chicken.
Chicken?
Oh,
get out of
that
town.
Was too simple. You should have gotten a different word.
Why?
She said chicken.
I think we mentioned chicken on every
Who's
episode.
Who's the dummy that brought up chicken nuggets? And you said chicken nuggets. You said fried chicken.
No, someone
you just
started,
laid it up for her.
Someone started talking chicken, about what did they eat back in the day?
Yeah.
And I was like, perfect.
No.
She was like, yes.
But chicken's too easy, though.
Well, no, I don't think it should be. I mean,
next time we do this, you get an ultra... mega hard one.
Yeah,
like, you gotta get
like, chicken might be something we say, like, I talk about Chick-fil-A probably like once an episode, honestly.
Yeah, but we didn't say intro. Chicken.
Welcome to Thoughts of Players. I like Chick-fil-A.
In her defense, they did pick chicken for her, but
that's true.
You could.
I got mine was analyst. I've never say analyst. I said it.
What the hell did you say?
I was like, bro, you're over there being an analyst. Like, you were talking about Kyle.
That should have been so obvious.
I was like, bro, why are you over there being an analyst? Like.
Arthur was so flattered. He was like, "Oh, thank you, man."
I said that, and I think like literally 12 seconds later, Karina was like, "Has any of y'all said y'all's word?" And my dumbass or myself was like,
"My dumbass."
I was like this. I was like, "Oh yeah, I said it." Like pretending like I said it early, like way like in the beginning, but I said it literally 12 seconds before you asked that. I just told him that. I was like, "Oh, they're being an analyst." Like.
And he said, "You're being an analyst about me calling you out for your words."
Exactly.
That was strategic, bro.
Oh, we got outsmarted by Jerry.
This is fun. Like, we could do this more.
And I was going to say it again. I just can't. I don't know.
Okay. What was yours?
Mine was denial. So I said in denial.
Oh. I kind of twitched when he said that. And I was like, no. I've heard him say that before.
Twitch.
Yeah, I was like, no.
I like games.
So, like, from where I got it from, they picked two words and then they had a bonus word. So if you got all three in, then you're pretty badass.
Damn.
So next time, this was just like our practice.
Oh, we're definitely, this is like more of a scrimmage. I can't wait for the real game.
This podcast just turns into a
game show.
Change his own name.
Our listeners go down, but our fun goes up.
As long as we enjoy it.
Or like next time we can pick, like, the word has to have this many letters, or it has to be a certain topic or something like that.
What if we do three syllable words? That'd be hard, though.
Yeah.
What's three syllables?
Well, okay, that's not hard because mine was a four syllable word.
And mine was four.
Denial.
Infrastructure.
Analyst.
Mine was three.
Mine was two.
Over the
See, yeah. That's how we know.
Chicken. That's how we knew.
Over the being an analyst, bro.
It's got to be at least three.
I did it clean, bro. I was like, how am I going to snag this in here without...
Now that I'm replaying that in my head, he even looked at me funny when he said it. That's the bit
because I started. I had to look up because I was gonna start laughing. I was like, I'm looking at animals. I was like, because
he got a little close. He got a little closer to me too. He's like, you've been an analyst, bro.
That's how I looked up.
Wait to watch his face when he says
that. I was about to laugh, bro. I was like,
in my head, I was like, what?
Why I'm like, I'm glad Krina said that because I was like, oh yeah, I said it. Like, I think I just said it like 12 seconds before that. Well, good game.
Yeah,
let's do that again.
GG.
It's a good time, man. I had a lot of fun with y'all. I miss y'all. Good shit. Good job, team.
So, do we have any announcements? I guess not.
We're
not that cool.
Well, we'll have we won't do this, I guess, the word every time, but nah. There will be punishments.
Well, let us know if you like.
Hey, we're gonna be getting like a little spot. Kyle's moving to a house.
Oh yeah, is that we're gonna pull a trigger on that?
Hell yeah. Hey, so we might get a spot. So I'd be on the lookout for that. We can make that shit look clean.
Yeah, we can set up the walls and
fuck yeah,
that is dope.
That is really dope. Shout out to Kyle and Emerald.
Shout out to Emerald actually.
Shout out to Emerald.
Yeah, shout out Emerald for green lighting that.
Emerald can join us on the first episode,
dude. Absolutely.
Yeah,
just come in the mix. But all right, man. Yo, it's been so long. Wow, it's been real,
bro. Are you okay?
Rewind that real quick.
It's been real.
It's been fun.
It's been real fun.
Thoughts and
Lord.
For yo, God, are though. You saying it like that?
Wait, I'm actually worried about you, bro. The drinks are getting to you.
Absolutely not. I'm having a great time. Life's good. Yo, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Thank y'all so much. And see y'all.
Peace. Bye.
Gang.